لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر أن الله سخر لكم ما في الأرض والفلك تجري في البحر بأمره ويمسك السماء أن تقع على الأرض إلا بإذنه إن الله بالناس لرؤوف رحيم. وهو الذي أحياكم ثم يميتكم ثم يحييكم إن الإنسان لكفور. لكل أمة جعلنا منسكاً هم ناسكوه فلا ينازعنك في الأمر وادع إلى ربك إنك لعلى هدى مستقيم. وإن جادلوك فقل الله أعلم بما تعملون. الله يحكم بينكم يوم القيامة فيما كنتم فيه تختلفون. صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد. Today, inshallah, we shall be doing the commentary of five verses of Surah Al-Hajj from verses 65 till 69. The translation of verse 65 and 66 is أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَالْفُلْكَ تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ بِأَمْرِ. Do you not see that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has subjugated for you whatever is in the earth, and do you not see that the boat, the ship, sails in the ocean with the order of Allah? and Almighty Allah has withheld the sky from falling on the earth, but with the order of Allah. Verily Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is kind and merciful upon mankind. وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَحْيَاكُمْ. And it is Allah who has given life to you. ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ. Then Allah will give you death. ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ. After death, Allah will give you life again. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَكَفُورٌ. Verily man is very ungrateful. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala have bestowed us with innumerable bounties and favors. He tells us in one verse of the Quran Kareem, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try to count and enumerate the bounties and favors of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala upon us, we will never ever be able to do that. We will never able to bring to count the innumerable bounties and favors of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala upon us. In one verse of the Quran Kareem, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala tells us, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Why don't you reflect in your own body, in a human physical structure, and see the power, the qudrat, the ni'mat and the ihsanat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala upon us? When Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala created the earth was unstable. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, you put the huge powerful mountains on the earth, and that brought about stability on the earth. Had the mountains not been there, the earth would have been unstable. It would have been difficult for us to remain on earth. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala created the millions of streams underground that nourishes the earth, and it is through that crops and vegetation come out. This is just a few examples of the earth. When we look at the human physical structure, it actually represents a small world. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala created our bodies. The ground, it actually represents our bodies. Just as Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala created the huge powerful mountains on the earth that brought about stability on the earth, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala created bones in our body to maintain stability in our body. Imagine a body without bones. What would have happened? Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala created the millions of streams underground that nourishes the earth and brings about crops and vegetation. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala created millions of blood vessels within our body. And it is through that our body is being nourished. Our hair grows and other things of our body also grow. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has blessed us with so many favors. In this verse, verse 69 or verse 65 and 66, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala speaks about whatever is on this earth, Allah has subjugated that for us. It is mentioned in the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ وَإِنَّكُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ. Allah has created the world for us, for our benefit. Whatever is in this world, it is for the benefit of mankind. But we are created for the Akhirat. And one specific favor, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala reminds us, don't we look at a ship, a boat that is sailing on water. Normally anything would wait, when it's put into water, it sinks. But a boat, a ship carrying thousands of tons of weight on it, and so easily it is floating on the water. Who makes it float on the water? Who makes it happen? What stops that boat carrying thousands of tons of weight in it from sinking into the water? It is Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala's power and Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala's qudrat upon us. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala then reminds us and tells us about the sky. What stops the sky from falling on the earth? And who keeps the sky above us? It is none other than Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, mankind does not reflect upon the ni'mats and bounties upon him, and indeed mankind is very, very ungrateful. In verse 67, the translation is, لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ جَعَلْنَا مَنْسَكًا هُمْ نَاسِكُ. For every nation, we have made a type of sacrifice which they follow. فَلَا يُنَازِعُنَّكَ فِي الْأَمْرِ. So they should not dispute with you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the issue of sacrificing an animal. وَدْعُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ. And you call towards your Rabb. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ هُدًى مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And verily, you are on guidance and on a straight path. وَإِنْ جَادَلُوكَ فَقُلِ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. And if they dispute with you, tell to them that Allah knows very well what you do. The background for the revelation of this verse is the disbelievers of Makkah Mukarramah, they made a comment and they said that look at these Muslims, when an animal dies a natural death, then Allah killed the animal. What Allah killed they don't eat. And what they kill with their own hands, that they eat. From the mas'ala point of view, if an animal dies a natural death, it's a carrion, you cannot eat it. Allah tells us in the Quran al-Kareem, حُرِّمَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَيْتَةُ وَالدَّمُ وَلَحْمُ الْخِنْزِيرُ وَمَا أُحِلَّ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ بِهِ وَالْمُنْخَلِقَةُ وَالْمَوْقُوزَةُ وَالْمُتَرَدِّيَةُ وَالنَّطِيحَةُ وَمَا أَكَلْ سَبْعُ إِلَّا مَا ذَكَّيْتُمْ. The different type of animals that cannot be consumed, the first one is a maita, an animal that has died a natural death. So the disbelievers used to say, what Allah killed, they stay away from. And what they kill, they eat. The point that the disbelievers have missed out is, that the reason why you cannot eat an animal that died a natural death, is because it is void of it of Allah's name being taken on it. Because it died a natural death, Allah's name was not taken on it, and because it is void of the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala being taken on it, that is why it is haram and prohibited. And the animal that you slaughtered, it will only be permissible if you take the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala on it. Allah tells us in the Quran al-Kareem, وَلَا تَأَكُلُوا مِمَّا لَمْ يُسْكَرْ إِسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَإِنَّهُ لَفِسْقٌ. Do not eat the meat of those animals on which Allah's name has not been taken. The meat is permissible because Allah's name is taken. It has the nisbat of the name of Allah. And the animal that died a natural death, it does not have the nisbat, the link of the name of Allah. And that is why that animal becomes haram, the meat of that animal becomes haram. From this we understand the importance of links and contacts. Shariat has emphasized on the importance of links and contacts. There's two pieces of land. On one land, a masjid is built. And another land, there's a shop, there's a factory, there's a supermarket. You cannot link both the lands to each other. One land is more precious than the other. One land has the nisbat, the link of it being attached to the house of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And another land is linked up to a worldly thing, a materialistic thing. Both the lands, both are made from sand, stone and pebbles. But one is linked up with the house of Allah and one is linked up with a worldly thing. There are two buildings or two pair of bricks. One brick is part of the wall of a masjid, and one brick, it is part of a wall of a shop, of a house, of a factory. You can't equate both bricks to each other. One is linked up to the house of Allah and one is linked up with a worldly thing. Two pages. One is a page of the Quran al-Kareem and one is a page of a newspaper, of a magazine, of a novel. You can't link both of them to each other. One's nisbat is greater than the other. One is linked up with the kalam of Allah, and one is linked up with a novel or with filthy, dirty information. You can give many, many examples like this to show that how much important there is of links in deen and in shariat. At the time of Musa, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, there was drought. So people used to come to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and to the people responsible in charge for wheat, and they should get ration. One person came to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and told him something in their ears. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam got very happy and gave him more grains. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, all knowing, Allah knows everything. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, when the angel asked, send a message to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, what was that the person told you in the ears that you got so happy that you gave him more grains? Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, that person told to me that when Zulaikha pursued you and she made an accusation against you that you pursued her, there was a child in a cradle that spoke in your favor and spoke about your chastity. So it was the same person. That person said, I am that person who has spoken in your favor and has spoken about your chastity. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam got so happy with that. So he said, Wallah, I got happy because of the link that he had with me, and because of that link I gave him more grains. So Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent revelation to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, you got happy because of the link and you gave him so much. Imagine if my banda had a nisbat and link with me, how much woe I will not give him. There was one king, he had many wives. But he had loved more wives than all the other wives. One day he was in a very good mood. So he told all his wives, today you can ask me whatever you want to, I will give it to you. So wives got very happy. He took all gifts, valuables, jewelry, whatever it could take, precious stones. He put it in the room and he told the wives, come, take whatever you want. The wives were very happy. And all the wives started taking all the valuables that they wanted. The wife that the king loved the most didn't take anything. So the other wife used to tell the king, we don't know the reason why you love her so much. She's stupid, she's this, she's that. Like it happens when a person has multiple wives and one tell about the co-wife, this, that and the other. So the wife that he loved the most, she didn't take anything. So the other wives told the king, we told you that she's stupid. You're offering us to take whatever you want to, and she's not taking anything. King was very intelligent, and he said, okay, when the time comes, I will approach her. So in the presence of all the other wives, he asked that wife, you had the advantage and opportunity to take whatever valuable you wanted to. Why you didn't take it? So she addressed the king and she said, my master, are you sure you made that offer? Whatever I want, I can take it. He said, of course, I made that offer. Look at the other wife. They took whatever they wanted. Somebody took jewelry, somebody took precious stone, somebody took this, somebody took that, and they all enriched themselves. What have you taken? Oh, my master, are you sure that the offer still stands? Yes, the offer still stands. She walks up towards her husband and she puts her hand on the head of the husband and she says to her husband that whatever you have offered to other wife they have taken, if you offered whatever you have, then I actually chose to take you over everything else. If I have you, I've got everything. When that is a situation with a master to his wife, husband to his wife, imagine if we have to attach ourselves to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, what would we be short of? Allah will give us each and everything. That is what makes a person a sahib and nisbat. Attach ourselves to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the beginning stage when he came to Madinatul Munawwara, when he used to give the khutbah, he used to take support of a branch of a tree. When the pulpit, the mimbar was made, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended on a mimbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard that tree actually crying because of the separation from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in the books of hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually went to the tree. And how a mother will comfort the child when the child is crying, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam actually comforted the tree until the tree stopped crying. And it is that pillar which is called Ustuwane Hannana. Because of the link nisbat with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is stated, it is one of the pillars in Masjid al-Nabawi. It is because of the link with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The trees won't go into Jannat, but if any tree had to go into Jannat, it will be Ustuwane Hannana, the tree that was linked with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It mentioned about the seven youngsters in Surah Kahf. They all were going to Jannat and Paradise. But the dog that was with them, because of the nisbat, because of the link, the dog were with people of Iman, with people of yaqeen, conviction and belief, to preserve the Iman. On the day of Qiyamah, no dog will enter into Jannat, but this dog will be converted in the form of a human being because of his nisbat with Sahib-e-Iman, with people of Iman. That dog in the form of human being will also enter into Jannat and Paradise. It is mentioned in the Hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks about nisbat, links. Seven people, sab'atun, yudhilluhumullahu fi dhillihi yawma la dhilla illa dhilla arshi. Seven people will get the shade of the throne of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala on that day when there won't be any shade but the shade of the throne of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And one of them, rajulun qalbuhu mu'allaqun fil masjid. A person whose heart is suspended to a masjid. All the time he's got his link with the masjid. The point is, our nisbat, our ta'alluq, that what we are attached with, that is how we will be rewarded on the day of Qiyamah. How does a person make himself a sahib in nisbat? How do we make a person Allah wala? How do you say that this person has linked with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? The way to do it is remember Allah tabarak wa ta'ala abundantly, profusely. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu uzkurullaha zikran kathira. Oh, you who believe, make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala abundantly. As much as possible, make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Start it up with little zikr, and gradually, when the nur, when the nisbat of Allah enters into the heart, that is when the person will get more and more closer to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When a person goes for hajj, you call him a haji. What's the nisbat? The nisbat is, the link is, because he went for hajj, so he became a haji. But a true haji is that haji, when he comes back from hajj, he maintained the spirit of hajj. A doctor is called a doctor because he's got his link with medicine. When the doctor leaves his link with medicine, he's not a doctor anymore. An engineer is an engineer because he's all the time building up things, applying his mind, and until he's in that field, he's an engineer. When he leaves it, he's no more an engineer. A painter is a painter when all the time he's dealing with paint. When he doesn't do painting job, he's no more a painter. An alim is an alim when he's always linked up with ilm, with knowledge. An abid is an abid when all the time he's making ibadat. When he leaves out the ibadat of Allah, he's no more an abid. Likewise, a haji is a haji. A real true haji is a haji only when he keeps the spirit of hajj alive in his life. Not merely going to a Baytullah Sharif, making tawaf, donning the ihram, saying labbaik Allahumma labbaik, going for Tumina, Azda, Muzdalifa, Arafah, and coming back. That is not the true haji. It just, that is now just a, that a ritual haji that just presents itself in that place. But a real haji is that haji who comes back and maintains the spirit of hajj in his life. All that time he's got link with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He thinks about the beautiful time when he donned the ihram and he said, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. And then for the rest of his life, he's saying, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, and having the consciousness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in his life. He's a person that all the time has the ma'rifat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in his life. When he goes to Arafah, he gets the ma'rifat of Allah. When he comes to Mina, he pals the shaitan. Likewise, for the rest of his life, he's fighting his nafs and he's going against the shaitan. That is what makes a person a true and proper haji. So, in order for us to maintain the link with nisbat with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, make a lots of zikr and keep in touch with the pious people. They say, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ بَعْدًا. That everything has a mine. If somebody wants gold, you have to go to a gold mine. You want silver, you go to a silver mine. You want salt, you go to a salt mine. But if you want ma'rifah, the recognition of Allah, you want the nisbat with Allah, then you have to go to that mine where you can get the nisbat of Allah, and that is the heart of arifin. The heart of those people who got the ma'rifat of Allah in them. All the time they're thinking about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and they've got a contact with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. A member of parliament will be a member of parliament when they've got contact with the parliament all the time. And a sahibi nisbat, Allah wala is that person who's got nisbat with Allah all the time. We got any work, we get into our contact with the member of parliament, the member of parliament will link up with the parliament, decision is passed there. We want the decision to be passed forward from the side of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, keep in touch with Allah wala, and they will link us up with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala further tells us about لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ جَعَلْنَا مَنْسَكًا هُمْ نَاسِكُ. Every nation we have made for them a qurbani, a way of sacrifice that they should follow and they should practice. So if the disbelievers are fighting with you, disputing with you and telling to you that that animal that died a natural death, why you are not eating that? Why do you only eat that which you slaughter? Then don't fight with them, don't worry about them. You simply carry out the order of Allah. وَدْعُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ. And invite them towards your Rabb. What is the order of Allah? Tell it to them. You are on the straight path. And if they still fight with you, they still dispute with you, then tell to them, Allahu a'lamu bima ta'malun. Allah knows well what you people do. Allahu yahkumu baynakum yawm al-qiyamah fima kanu fihi yakhtarifun. Almighty Allah will decree among you on the day of Qiyamah in those things that you people dispute, in those things that you people disagree with. Allah is the best of judge, and Allah knows what is right, what is wrong. And whatever Allah the Rasul is telling you, that can only be the right path. Follow the path of the Rasul of Allah. May Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.